producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Words, trading insults. Bush attacks Trump. Trump attacks Bush. Bush says, you can't insult your way to the presidency, brother. It was a scar. Game on. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we're hanging. We'll be talking a lot about this debate, politics in general, the buzz in your backyard, and some other things that we'll mix into the conversation as well. Coming up, we're going to have a conversation with Ed Butowski, who was there on site for the debate. Some people say that Trump was the big winner. Some say Ted Cruz was the big winner this time around. You know, when you have a debate, it is about who really stepped up, who really didn't look so good, and what happened, what was the meat in between. So I'll fling it open right at the beginning. If you're watching this thing, flat out, there can only be one winner. Who wins? Who won? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. On that note, he's perfect. Ed Butowski had a front row seat to this Republican debate. Ed, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it.
No, it's great to hear your voice again. It's been a while since we've talked, so thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so tell me, I started it, you and I both know this, when you have debates, starting from when we're in high school, there's always a winner, and there's always someone who didn't do quite as well. So in your mind, I'm hearing Trump, I'm hearing Cruz. What did you think?
That's funny, because I'm actually standing right next to Senator Cruz, and I don't think Senator Cruz did great tonight. I got to tell you, I think the dust-up with Marco Rubio, it was expected. Rubio, in that room, he was overwhelmingly the favorite. Every time he would speak, there were big cheers. So I don't think Ted Cruz had a great, great night. Donald Trump, I don't think did much. I think the big loser tonight really has to end up being Ben Carson and Chris Christie, only because Chris Christie didn't get a chance to talk that much. And Ben Carson has just been trending lower and lower, and I don't think he did anything to help himself tonight.
So, and you mentioned this, the Rubio-Cruz clash, a lot of that had to do with immigration. You're not surprised by that, but you think Rubio came out on top of it in the end as far as immigration is concerned?
Without any question. I mean, Rubio has that thing. He's got that thing that Jeb Bush doesn't have. It's that stickiness, that charisma. Like Kasich. Kasich probably is the best candidate, period. When you look at everyone and all their background and all the, you know, everything about them, he's probably the best prepared to be president out of everybody. But he doesn't have that charisma. Rubio has the charisma. He's got that it factor, and I think it's going to continue to carry him.
What about Donald Trump? I mean, you know, he's always in the middle of everything, and he certainly was this time around, too. There was a lot of Jeb Bush slamming Trump, and, you know, then Trump was slamming Cruz and saying he had a wonderful temperament and kind of laughing about that. And there's a lot of that, obviously. Trump's always in the middle of it. So do you think Trump starts to trend down? How do you think he did?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I do. I don't know if he starts to trend down. I don't really know exactly what's going to happen in the polls because, you know, we're obviously going to be very interested in what's going to happen in Iowa, and we're going to really see what these numbers look like. But Trump, when he walked in on the stage, there were not a lot of cheers for him. It's a lot of, I was there. I was very fortunate to have a front row seat, and I looked around, and people's heads just kind of rolled. He's not that well liked by the people in that room. And that kind of surprised me because you don't get that when you're watching it on television. But without any question, it was, oh, there he is again. Oh, there he goes again. And it's almost like, you know what? We're tired of this. So I think a lot of that, you know, you saw tonight. We just did an interview with Donald Trump privately on a radio show, and he kept whispering, how'd I do? Did it come across okay? Was it all right? And that was a side of him I've never seen before.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know that. It's true. When you see him, as I've only been in that position once, he's very much about accommodating to other people. How are you? Are you good? All that kind of stuff. Very different, as you say, from what you see on TV. Very different.
He's a very nice man. And I'll tell you, I sat and, you know, when he came out to do the interview on the radio, this one show that was sitting here in the spin room, I started talking to his kids. He's the nicest kids you ever meet in your life. I mean, they're really nice people. I was really surprised. And if I sound surprised that I was surprised, I guess that is exactly what it is, because you just don't get that because they don't come across that way on television.
Absolutely.
But, you know, you start looking at, you know, Rand Paul had a group of people. They were very loud. You could hear them on television. And he scored some points. I mean, the one thing about Rand Paul, Kate, that gets me is this. If you believe in the Constitution, then you have a really hard time not liking what he is talking about, because he just always goes back to that Constitution. And, you know, he's not a very charismatic guy. He's not a real likable guy. But if you really listen to him, boy, oh, boy, he makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting. He was going to ask you about Rand Paul. He said that Trump's plans pretty much violate the First Amendment and the Geneva Convention. So you're right. He's sticking to the facts of what is the Constitution, and he finally makes it into the big debate again. So that was actually a big moment for him.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, but then again, we live in a country where laws don't matter anymore anyway. I mean, you know, if you stop and think about who the front runner is on the Democrat side and start thinking about the rules and who follows the rules and who follows the law, I mean, you know, everything's up for grabs. But he continues to say, what about the rule of law? And if you follow the rule of law and you care about the rule of law, Donald Trump's plans don't work. A lot of the things he says don't work. And he probably, you know, knows that, but you know, he's out trying to get votes. And so he'll say a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, last one for you. You said you had a front row seat. How awesome is that? And was it just media madhouse there?
Well, at the debate itself, no. But I'm sitting here right now, and wherever Donald Trump goes, a wave of people with cameras go. And I'm standing right now behind Senator Cruz, and I'm looking at people just snapping away. I mean, he's become that big star as well.
Yeah, I love it.
And Carly Fiorina, not a lot of people following her. Chris Christie didn't show up, and Jeb Bush didn't show up in the spin room.
Yeah, interesting.
And in fact, there goes Cruz just walked by me, and everyone's just begging and asking him to. It's really pretty cool here, Kate. I got to tell you, you got to come do this.
I do. I think it's so fun, especially where you are, too. There's no doubt about that. Ed Butowski, always great to talk to you. Talk Media News, our pal. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
I will. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, so you heard Ed's thoughts and talking about what's happening there now and Trump, and what he's saying about Donald Trump is something that you hear echoed constantly. I even was watching Bill Maher's show recently, and Bill Maher said that. Bill Maher, who couldn't be more liberal and wouldn't be, and obviously has his own fight with Donald Trump, couldn't say enough about, you know, you meet the guy and he's so incredibly accommodating. And isn't it interesting how he comes off when you see just little snippets of Trump? So I come back to the same thing, and we're going to let you hear moments from that debate. Who won this? Did anybody win you over? Are you sliding in a different direction? Because sometimes this is what happens. You have a horse. You've picked someone. That's who it is. And you don't care what anyone says. And you don't care what the polls say. And even if they slump when we get into the results season, that's your person. But sometimes you change your mind. Anybody change their mind? We'll talk about it next on The Flip Side with me, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
America can win again, and we will win again. Ronald Reagan reignited the American economy, rebuilt the military, bankrupted the Soviet Union, and defeated Soviet communism. I will do the same thing, cutting taxes, cutting regulation, unleashing small businesses, and rebuilding the military to defeat radical Islamic terrorism. Our strategy is simple. We win, they lose. We've done it before, and we can do it again.
Ted Cruz wraps it all up in a neat bow at the fifth Republican debate. So there was booing, there was interesting takeaways, there was a little sparring, a little this, a little that. It was truly as if we were at a buffet and you could pick and choose what you thought really happened in the last showdown of 2015, because this is it. We're at the end of 2015. Frightening, isn't it? It is frightening. What kind of year was it for you? I'm going to be talking about that all next week. I'm going to be talking about the big highlights and the lowlights and everything else in between. And then, of course, we do that predicting thing. It's un-American not to have a resolution, isn't it? Or maybe it's smart. I'm not sure. So as we continue to motor along, I want to throw out a couple of things. One, there was a deal that averts the shutdown. I mentioned that as we skedaddled, but that's a big deal. You know, if we had Victoria Jones on from Talk Media News, she wasn't so sure that was going to happen. It did. So House Speaker Paul Ryan told Republican lawmakers that congressional leaders reached an agreement on a massive deal, $1.1 trillion, to fund the government through September, setting up the votes later this week that would avert the shutdown. It would suspend two major Obamacare taxes, would lift the ban on crude oil exports, reauthorize a health insurance program for 9/11 first responders, and overhaul the visa waiver program. We need that. Barring anyone who had visited Syria, Iraq, and other possible terrorist hotspots in the last 5 years from entering the U.S. without a visa. And then there was an agreement on a package, I guess, of tax breaks worth about $60 billion. So these breakthroughs finally came out as everybody's getting ready to leave Washington for the holidays, because we would be out of money Wednesday night at midnight. And it was going to be the whole Band-Aid thing, and what a nightmare that is. So the good news is that this happened. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tried to add some language, jam it in there to eliminate the cap on how much political party organizations like with the Republicans and Democrat national committees can spend directly in coordination with their candidates. So that didn't happen. Harry Reid, wanted to place an amendment to a Depression-era bankruptcy law that could help Caesars, the struggling casino operator. That was another thing that could have, would have, and didn't. It's always interesting. Their two riders fell, as they call them, riders. The riders that were ridden into the ground. But there is a deal here. So luckily, we're not talking into that deeper into the week, because I mean, how ridiculous would that be? It's that same old question that does us no good that we keep asking ourselves. Why? Star Wars is coming up, and there are people that have tickets, and they're ready to roll. In fact, I know a lot of people that have tickets. I have no Star Wars tickets. Do you have Star Wars tickets? I think I want to go see it with my nephew. And by then, anybody who had to run out and see it, including he probably will see it twice, happens this weekend. And think about it. There aren't that many people. Somebody said this to me today. This really puts it in perspective, right? How many people on the planet Earth, we don't know about other planets, on the planet Earth have seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens? You know, you have these little bits of people. And I say little, they think only about 1,000 people. Wow. That's small. That's really small. They did have a big premiere in Hollywood at Grauman's Theater. And so they had passes for, I'm sure, mostly movie star-ish people or people around the movie stars. And they went to see it. You know, I think J.J. Abrams invited people to go see it. Fred Savage, remember from the Wonder Years? He went to see it, and he tweeted out, "Amazing, amazing, amazing. In awe, if you all you want to be is old, new, funny, heartbreaking, Daisy Ridley is astonishing." And then there was another one. Rebecca Keegan said, "Story, characters, design, humor, Star Wars fans, this is the movie you're looking for." So they're pumping it up and making us all curious as to what we have not seen yet. Or maybe you're not curious. But this audience, I guarantee that you've seen a Star Wars. I know you've seen a Star Wars. Are you crazy geeky for it? I can't answer that question, but I'm just guaranteeing a bunch of you are. Because it is the one across the board set of movies that started in the 70s, 80s. You're talking about, you know, 40 years it spans. I talked about this briefly the other day. The Force Awakens. And this is the J.J. Abrams version. So interesting to put it in that perspective. That only a handful of people have actually seen it. Okay, worth a mention here because we're kind of hitting the odds and ends that you might have missed on the day, since most of our focus, too, has been about the Republican convention. Let's talk about a few other things that's going on. Los Angeles. I got a text early in the morning about evacuations of schools, thousands of kids evacuated. So people were dumping their kids off at school, and then it was like, nope, we're getting rid of everybody. There was some kind of threat. Was it a legitimate plot, a misguided prank, some frustrated parent? Frustrated parents, rather, are musing over this whole thing. But they felt like an email warning of an attack with assault rifles and explosives was just too close to home and too similar to what happened in nearby San Bernardino. So hundreds of thousands of families were forced to scramble for play dates, somebody to help take care of kids. Think about that. That's like an unexpected school closing. That's like snow. But how frightening. I mean, listen, after Paris, after San Bernardino, if they say you got to come pick up your kid, you're going to pick up your kid. If they say there's some kind of threat, I don't think there's any parent that wouldn't scramble, find somebody, whatever. But the Los Angeles Unified School District, almost 700,000 students, 45,000 teachers, 38,500 other staff members. It's the second largest public school system. They weren't expecting to stay home, but guess what? They got to stay home because they cleared the decks. They were not taking any chance with this whatsoever. And that was it. And now they're being criticized. The superintendent, they're all being criticized for shutting down the system entirely and having every single one of the 900, let me say that again, every single one of the 900 campuses searched for explosives. Oh, my. Yes, every single one of them. Can you believe it? Hang with us. More coming your way next. Yeah, little dumb things I shouldn't have done.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Tonight, one of my favorite segments that we do is all about the silly things that happen to us throughout our day. Things that we think, wow, I hope nobody saw that, you know, those kind of things. Or you think you're playing Joe Cool and then suddenly you're not so Joe Cool. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. I'm right there with you. It happens to me, unfortunately, all the time. It seems like with food. I never thought I was a spiller, but now I look around and I think, you know what, I'm a spiller. Because I start talking to somebody or something happens and next thing you know, I look down and whoops, I hate stains on shirts and all of a sudden there's like that stain. You're like that stain person. Oh, it's annoying. And a few of you wrote me stain stories, so I thought it was pretty funny because I could totally relate. On that note, time for little dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, violence.
What?
Dum 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 dum.
Hump dum.
Exactly. Dump dump. All right, so here's one from Edward. And Edward says in his note, Kate, I don't know if you can relate to this or not. Most women are rather neat, I find, in my experiences. So this may just be a man thing. But every time I turn around, if I'm cooking something on the grill, boom, grease splashes up on my white T-shirt. Or perhaps I'm hanging out with the Budskis and we're at a bar somewhere. Somehow I always end up with whatever it is, the bar food, on my lap, on my shirt, on my sleeve. Somewhere there is a, I'll remember this night, stain that I bring home with me. I don't understand because I don't really have the dropsies per se, but something always ends up grabbing my clothes. My wife wants me to walk around with one of those pens. I refuse to do so. No man is going to stick one of those little laundry pens in their pants and pull it out when they spill some of that wing juice on their pants or on their shirt or anywhere else, if you get my drift. So instead, it's all about getting the stains out for my poor woman in the next day or two after I've been somewhere. Oh, what to do? Can you relate? I just set it up that way that I can relate to that. It's the worst. I got this, it's hard to find, like when you golf, it's hard to find clothes that look good on a woman shirt-wise that aren't, that fit you right, but they're not boxy guy shirts or whatever. And I finally found, I'm sure you're fascinated by this, I finally found a white collared, you know, shirt. And I don't remember what it cost me. I got a good deal on it, but whatever. I got the shirt and I was psyched. I said, oh, this is perfect. It doesn't look like a guy shirt, but it's not ridiculous. It's totally perfect. And of course, go golfing, freezing weather in Phoenix, have some lunch. And it was edamame, and the way they cooked it, you know, the edamame, what it is, that vegetable, and they cooked it in some sauce. And of course, I'm the sauce queen, as we have talked about with Grimm, and I picked one up somehow, and it splashed on me. Oh, it was the worst. That was it. That shirt's ruined. I cannot get that stain out. I'm not a great stain remover. So, yes, I totally relate to you. We have another one with stains. This one from Hal Stains. Oh, I hate doing the wash. In fact, my girlfriend, that's one of her treats. I will do anything. I will mow her lawn. I will do whatever I have to do for her to do my wash, because I'm not really, frankly, very good at it. I don't know. I never learned that skill. It was kind of just a heave it in one direction, put it in the wash, throw it in the dryer. And I don't know much about getting half the stains out that I seem to acquire. If I sit on the grass at a softball game, I end up with grass stains that are not just, oh, brush them off. They're deeper. If I'm out and I'm somewhere near the cars, because I like to work on cars, even if I wear junky clothes, whatever I wear, if I then put some other clothes on and I go just to check on an oil situation, I end up with some sort of stain. It's ridiculous, Kate. I really don't understand how this happens, but I don't have any great solutions for it. So she takes the worry out of it for me because, let's face it, I'm not rich enough that I can just throw every jean, every shirt, every sock, every whatever stained away once I ruin it, if you get my drift. Yeah, but you can't, you know, if you have a big old fat stain on your shirt, you can't be wearing that the next day. Well, look, this is, what did you have for dinner? Well, I'm wearing it. So let me look down and I can tell you exactly what I had for dinner. I mean, it's just the hazards of being human and not putting on a bib and bellying up to the trough before we eat, I suppose. Oh, sad but true. Sad but true. Okay, so now we move in a different direction. We haven't really had the stain thing. This is the first time in the whole, I think, year and a half that we've done it, so I wanted to emphasize it a little bit for this segment. So here's what I got from Richard. Oh, I was so hesitant to email you, Kate, because I thought, dumb things, I have a few. And then I started to think about it more, and it got me paranoid because I realized, oh my gosh, I have a lot of dumb things that I've done. Here's the dumbest thing that I seem to do a lot lately, and I don't believe it's because I have any kind of memory loss. I have maybe short-term memory loss. I go and I park somewhere, and especially if it's crowded, I can never remember where I parked. And it's such a stupid thing because couldn't I take out an iPhone, I just realized, and take a picture of where I am? I never do it. I'm rushing around, and then I come out, and I can't remember even what direction my car is parked in. It turns into a long walk around a very crowded parking lot to try to remember where I parked. Prayers to St. Joseph and whatever saint you're supposed to pray to when you lose things, and it's nauseating. So I suppose I'm just going to have to do the iPhone, take a picture of where I parked thing, or I'm going to have to live with the fact that I have to add in an extra 20 minutes to find a car. Oh, that's a bad one. I can relate to that. It's a panicky feeling when you go into a parking lot and you can't find your car. And I'll just tell you a quick story. I lived in a place called Santa Maria, California for a while, and it was great. I loved the people there, and I was volunteering for a charity dinner they had, and it was great. It was a whole lot of people. It was this great charity dinner at a YMCA in Santa Maria. So I was parked in the parking lot, and I came out of the parking lot, went in the parking lot, no car, no car, no car. I mean, looked everywhere. And sure enough, somebody stole my car. Somehow they had gotten into the bag I had, and it was just on the back of the chair, and they took the keys, and they took off, and they found the car, and I think they found the kids who did it. There was something about the kids who did it, or they thought they suspected them. I don't remember. But, boy, once that happens to you, that sick feeling of, okay, it's not me now. I really remember where I parked, and this car is just flat out gone. And it was. It was so, oh, it was awful. So I understand. I feel you. I understand. Take a picture. Use your iPhone. Write down the place where you parked, whatever it takes, so that you know at least where you've been, where you're going, you know, that whole thing. All right, we move on from that one. I think we can squeeze in another one or so. Art. Kate, it's embarrassing, but every time, and now this is winter, and I've just gone for my first lift of the season. I'm a skier, but I'm not great at getting off of the ski lift. I don't understand why that is. I anticipate too soon. I'm a decent skier, but people keep saying, you keep trying to jump off the lift. What has happened to me 9 times out of 10 is I get to the end of the lift, the top of the mountain, and I go to get off the chair, and instead of gliding gracefully off, I plop, and then they end up having to stop the lift to clear me out, pretty much. I have to get up, and otherwise all the chairs would be in the back of my head. It is so mortifying because everybody, big, small, large, whatever, they seem to get through, and I seem to be the only one that has this problem. Oh, that's a bad problem. Especially because you can ski. So what you're doing is, not that I'm an expert skier, you just keep your skis down and just glide. I mean, it does, you're just anticipating, so you're jumping up, and that's why that's happening. But you just glide down the little hill, and you'll be fine. Oh, that would be mortifying. I got stuck on a T-bar one time, but T-bars are, people get that. Oh, of course, it's spar. It's 100 years old. I get it. But on a lift, oh, that would be, yeah, that'd be mortifying. I can't even give you anything nice there. Practice makes perfect, right? So every time you have another chance, every time you hit that run, you have another chance to get it right. And maybe the next time you just let yourself glide off and you won't fall. It's brutal. Man, thanks for all those dumb things. Send them to us, americatonight.net.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Threat to our national security is our debt. We borrow $1 million a minute, and whose fault is it? Well, frankly, it's both parties' fault. You have those on the right who clamor and say, oh, we must spend anything on the military, and those on the left who say the same for domestic welfare. But what most Americans don't realize is there's an unholy alliance. They come together, there's a secret handshake. We spend more money on everything, and we are not a stronger nation if we go further into debt. We are not projecting power from bankruptcy court. To me, there is no greater threat than our debt. I'm the only fiscal conservative on the stage because I'm willing to hold the line on all spending. I hope you'll consider me in the election.
Yeah, that would be Senator Rand Paul, who gets on to the main stage, which he probably was thrilled about, but it's funny how Rand Paul was a guy that we were talking about. I was talking about Rand Paul. I liked a lot of what he had to say, but he faded fast once Trump especially got involved. I don't know how different it would have been for him if Trump wasn't there, because look around at the other potential candidates to snag this nomination. But boy, I did not expect him to fade that way. I really didn't. He was, you know, libertarian, young people, I love this guy, and then poof, all of a sudden Trump and a few others that get a bigger push, and that's it. And he wasn't the only one out of, not completely out of left field, because his name, I think this is what happens. You do something that kind of gets you noticed, a speech, you become a thought leader, you've got a background that's kind of interesting, and the next thing you know, people start to say, hey, you should run for president, you should run for president, you should run for president, and then you are running for president, and that's what happened with Ben Carson. A lot of people told him how to pump him up, make him feel good. Ooh, you need to run. That was a great speech. You said this, you said that. I love it. So then Ben Carson decides to run. He gets a few exciting moments when he shows up in the polls and is actually challenging Donald Trump. Now he's fading back into the pack. He was on the stage, didn't get a lot of time because he's not one of the major players. The focus is on Trump and Rubio and Cruz the most. And he complained about that. And here's how he summed up everything. Here's Ben Carson.
I've been fortunate enough to travel to 58 different countries, and I thank God every day that I was born in this country, the most exceptional country that the world has ever known. And I want to make sure that we preserve that exceptionalism for the next generation. My mother told me if I worked hard and I really believed in American principles and I believed in God, anything is possible. I believe that is true, and that's why I'm not anxious to give away American values and principles for the sake of political correctness.
All right, so that was the way he summed things up, Carson. And Carson, lately, like I said, he had his flash in the pan, his moments where he was grabbing the lead, and now he has fallen on harder times. So at this point, that's where Carson sits. But we're not into the results season yet. I keep calling it the results season because that's what it is. That's when things change, when you get into the results. And when it counts for, okay, that's one primary, there's another primary, how are you doing? And you start to add them up and it's pretty clear who's going to be the nominee once you go through that process. And that's where we're headed. So no more fooling around. No more poll this, poll that, here's another player, here's what happened on this debate. It really gets real serious pretty darn fast. And that's what's going to happen. So the big takeaway from the debate was really Trump saying he wasn't going to leave the party. He's going to stay in the party. And you've got Trump and Cruz and Rubio, who are seemingly your main peeps right now. Right now, that's who it is. And Jeb Bush, I don't understand. Jeb Bush seems to sputter and not wow, and he's stuck to me. When I look at Jeb Bush, I think, I just always keep thinking, I don't believe that this man really wants to be here. He just doesn't seem like it to me. He doesn't seem like he wants to be president. And maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he does. But so much time has passed from when, he was the brother. How many times do you hear that? He was the brother that was supposed to get the nomination. Well, this is years later. And I think he's tired of the Trump attacks. I think he's tired of that whole thing. But, you know, he's stuck with it. Because he's such an easy punching bag for Donald Trump. And I read the New York Times headline, and the headline from Wednesday is a losing debate for Donald Trump. Cruz blusters and Trump sulks at the tense Republican debate. That was their take on it. And they talk about Trump and his proposal to bar Muslims and nobody treading in those waters, and the applause really happened for Trump when he threw out his pledge. Because the concern that was thrown out, too, was, are you worried that you'll lose to Hillary Clinton if she gets the Democratic nomination? which we're presuming she gets the Democratic nomination, but it certainly seems that way, doesn't it? If you're seeing what's going on with Hillary Clinton, it's wild. It's like the whole Teflon thing. I've said this before. Everybody kept thinking, oh, no, she's going to be sunk by emails. Or, oh, no, Benghazi. It's not happening. She is the nominee. Who is the Republican going to be? I mean, if you could answer that question, you'd be very, very wealthy. Because everybody wants to know the answer to that question. Frankly, there is no answer at this point. You can't say it's definitely Donald Trump. You can't say it's Marco Rubio. We don't know is what the true answer is. And the polls going in a few different directions, we have to just wait and see what happens, I think, once we get into the primaries. Because enough of those under their feet, and especially clearly if there's one person winning. Can you imagine if we go through a couple of months and Trump wins the majority of them? Wow. I mean, seriously, that would be a wow. Because we're not talking about polls. We're talking about real stuff. If he reels in the numbers, he gets it. I mean, that's it. He gets it. So I think you can't count him out. I as much as it seems like it, I don't think you can count him out. That's for sure. Let me give you some breaking news. It's not so much breaking anymore. But, you know, anything with the planes rattles us. Because we could easily get hit by a car if you look at the numbers in our daily lives. But once you have a plane full of people, it becomes something totally different. A Southwest plane skidded off the runway Tuesday night after landing at Nashville International Airport. The airline said that Flight 31 from Houston Hobby Airport to Nashville exited the taxiway shortly after arriving into Nashville as the plane was approaching the gate. There were 133 passengers and 5 crew members on board. So their policy is what were they going to do? To get the people off the plane, they had to go down on those chutes. And they dispatched ambulances and everything else. But most people suffered just some minor scrapes or bruises, which is the good news. But, boy, having to slide out of a plane, better than something worse than that, though. They were prepared, they handled it, and that was it. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight, and Nathan Reeder for his fabulous work on the technicals. Always make it count, everyone.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.